This is the highlight of the day.
Hi. Hope you're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. We've just heard Take Me Back, Salem or USA. Times Children. Cost of Living. Downliners Sect. Dandelion by the Rolling Stones from the album More Hot Rocks, Big Hits and Phased Cookies. Glendora. Billy Young from the album Mr. Fine Wine's Tunes That Name. Previous to that, Ain't It Baby. Kenny Gamble and the Romeos from the album Gamble. Request lines are open at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 78 degrees in New York. Now, back to the music.
My love, I don't know. Jabara, Jabara, say Jabara, 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 say Jabara. Captain Luke, cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Catanuga cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how. They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
They're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
The Catanuga cats are doing that thing.
Nation, you're listening to Bubblegum OD on WFMU. And tonight, I'm going to take you to the bridge. Happy birthday, America. Hope you like firecrackers and jawbreakers and columnated ruins domino.
Doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
Yep, they're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
Yes, they're doing that thing.
Jabara, jabara.
The Catanuga cats are doing that thing. Jabara, jabara, say jabara. Jabara, jabara, say jabara. Jabara, jabara, say jabara.
Here's Brave Butter with Calendar.
Calendar on the wall, measuring, counting, time until the fall. Calendar, make my schedule slowly, hurry up, hurry up, December's coming and I'm riding to the field. Tonight I'm
so back down, going back down.
so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. What good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
And Father, she believes.
Well, hello. My name is Becky. This is Bubblegum OD, and I want to wish you happy 4th of July. This here's the Beach Boys with Pet Sounds, an all-American band. If you like the Beach Boys, then you probably know that last set was a tribute to the Beach Boys with all sorts of covers of songs of theirs. The last thing we heard was Wonderful, which was from the Smile album. The artists were Toru and Kojima. Smiley Pot Sounds is the name of the release. Before that, we heard God Only Knows by Claudine Langer. In My Room by Sagittarius. And Warmth of the Sun was by Super Furry Animals. I played Girl Don't Tell Me by 11-year-old Keith Green. Don't Back Down by The Queers. That one is from the Bubble Rock Explosion series. Thanks, Robbie, for that one. Farmer's Daughter. That one was actually from the 60s, I believe, and the group is called The Somerset. Some of my favorite Beach Boys songs are about longing. That's, to me, what really comes across. And I think a really good Beach Boys cover, what really works to me, is being able to tap into feeling. It doesn't necessarily have to be mimicry. Sometimes a Beach Boys cover really is chilling to me because it is such a great copy of a Beach Boys song. Other ones, they don't sound just like them, but I feel like the artist really understands the essence of the song. I kind of think of it like, you know, an art, an abstract piece of art, like Cubism, for instance. An artist that is able to paint in Cubism really has to study the anatomy first and get the basic art down before they can go then and tear it all down and make a person out of boxes or squares or whatever. So that's kind of my theory on Beach Boys. All right, now that we've done that, I want to move on to my Bantam stuff because they are next. And I'm very excited about this episode because the Bantams are now moving in another direction. I'm going to talk about it. I'm just going to play my interview with Fritz Kirchner. So here we go. I hope you like it. Were there any other TV shows that I'm missing that you remember doing?
Yeah, now my wife just brought it to my attention. We did a show, it was called Showdown. And
I saw somebody talking about that.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We did a pilot and the host was Joe Pyne, the late Joe Pyne, yeah. So when we went to go do it, Roz, our manager, told us they want to have you guys audition for this TV show. It's called Showdown, and we said, yeah. What's it about? And they said, well, there's a host, and he's going to be asking you boys questions about music. That was a game show. And
but you weren't contestants.
They actually had contestants, two contestants that would come out and say, okay, you know, Janice, meet Roy, and this and that, and I'm gonna ask you a question. If you can't answer it, then the other contestant will try and answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And he would ask musical question, and then me, Mike, and Jeff were in the audience, like, you know, where you'd walk down the steps to go, like a movie theater, where you would sit in seats on the steps with Mike's guitar and bongos and my maracas. And he would ask us a question about a song, and we would play about 10 seconds snippet of the song. And they would have to stop and listen to it, and then kind of like name that tune.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it was about. And they would do funny things. You know, he would always say me, Mike, and Jeff were his sidekicks, you know, for the show. He would make fun of us, and they'd start the beginning of the show, and they would put us in the trunk of his car, like a Rolls Royce. You know, they'd show Joe Pyne, you know, getting ready for work, driving up to the TV studio, and he'd get out and walk in, and then he'd go, okay, well, where's my little sidekicks, you know? And can anybody find the little sidekicks like that? And they'd take a guy outside, you know, with the camera, and we'd be banging on the trunk. Hey, we need somebody to open this up. And they'd open it up, and there, me, Mike, and Jeff would pop out with our guitar and bongos and maracas. And we'd go, you know, running into the studio, and he'd go, oh, you guys are late again? He would make up funny gestures to us, you know, including us in the show. And that went on for 13 weeks, the pilot did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So actually, they really liked it. But at the time, Joe Pyne had a wooden leg, one of his legs, his right one, I think. Yeah. So he loved doing the show and everything, you know. But he kind of said, well, you know, me standing on this leg for that long a time, you know, filming the shows, so he couldn't keep doing it. But it was a real pleasure, you know, doing it with him, and he was real fun. So we had done that for a while.
Did you guys ever play concerts or go on tour anywhere?
We got together with a guy named Little Dion.
That was a little bit later, right?
Yeah, when we were in our teens.
Want to check out a wild clip of Little Dion performing with the Bantams? Go to YouTube. There's a 1970 Jerry Lewis telethon clip. It's out of sight.
You and Mike look so much alike in the clip, and you look like you're having so much fun. And that's the first time I saw you playing the bass.
Yeah, actually, we did the Jerry Lewis telethon twice.
Oh.
Yeah. We did it as the Bantams, and then we did it with Little Dion, so it was Little Dion in the Bantams.
Right.
The second time.
Well, how was that? How did you get together with Little Dion?
We had a local guy that had known me, Mike, and Jeff for a little while, and he wanted to manage us, and we said, well, okay, you know, and we started playing some teen centers and things like that out in the valley, doing dances and things like that. And he started booking us, you know, doing some local gigs. And he got on the phone and he got in touch with a guy that he knew that managed Little Dion. And, you know, just so happened, he started talking to this other guy, and he kind of said, well, I have three boys that I manage, called the Bantams, and the guitar, bass, and drums, and they're actually really good. They're brothers, they've been playing together forever. And he kind of said, well, you know, I saw a clip of Little Dion. You know, he doesn't have a band that plays behind him. He goes, well, wouldn't that be a great gimmick to have three white boys playing with a little black kid? And they ran the idea, you know, about it, and he came to hear us play, and he kind of fell in love with us, you know. He thought we were the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, well, you know, I'm going to have Dion come meet you and blah, 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 blah. So we met Dion and we flew to Oakland where he lived and rehearsed with him. I think that was a couple of weeks before the telethon, and we learned, you know, a set, maybe about 10 songs of his that we could go play. And when we did it, everybody loved it, you know.
And was it hard to learn the Little Dion songs? Or, I mean, had you done many soul songs? It was like soul funk, you know?
We loved soul music when...
You guys look like you love it.
When we were growing up, I mean... You know, the Temptations, Gladys Knight, you know, people like that. We really loved the soul music, you know, Marvin Gaye, stuff like that. So when we went to Oakland, to Dion's house, we stayed a couple weeks there, and we learned those 10 songs, and we got them down perfect.
Coming up, we're going to hear the Bantams playing with Little Dion.
First couple times that he played them for us, you know, or I want to do this song, I want to do that song, and this is how this song's going to go, you know. He would get up and dance, you know, and he'd go, okay, at this spot, I'm going to hit you guys, and you'll stop the music, and then I'll move my hands, and you guys will come back in, you know, kind of deal. And, you know, so we got to do that, which was, that was a lot of fun. You know, I mean,
yeah, it's like playing with James Brown.
Yeah. and got to meet Jackie Wilson. That was Little Dion's protege.
Did you guys ever play any shows with Jackie Wilson?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. In Oakland, Jackie Wilson would do a lot of shows. Like I was saying, that's where Dion was from. We did gigs quite a few times. We went with Dion to gig, and we were kind of like backstage at Jackie Wilson's show, you know, and he's out doing Higher and Higher, you know, which Jackie Wilson was such a gentleman, you know, and a really, really sweetheart of a guy. Really, really nice. He would come back, and he'd call Dion his baby. You're doing my dance moves and this and that. He really, really was proud of Dion, big time.
So the Bantams are riding pretty high right now. The band sounds really tight. They're hanging out with Jackie Wilson. You are not going to believe what happens next.
The way it happened was we went to Oakland, and we did some shows out in that area with him. And one of the gigs was playing with Chuck Berry. And we were all jazzed, you know, me and my brothers and Dion too. It was an auditorium, you know, with a lot of seats in it and stuff like that. And we went, oh, cool, this is a big place, you know. So we continued to rehearse. I guess we rehearsed maybe about an hour, me, Mike, and Jeff. And we got kind of nudged by a stagehand. And he kind of said, well, you know, turn around, look who's over there, you know, behind the curtain kind of thing. And it was Chuck Berry. And we all just kind of like stopped playing, you know. Oh, my God, look, there's Chuck Berry right over there, you know. And he came out and he said, oh, you know, you boys are really good. Are you related? And we said, well, we're brothers. He said, well, I'm going to go on, you know, after you guys and pick around a little bit, you know, and wait for my band to get here, you know, to rehearse. So we said, okay, you know, and time went on and his bandmates didn't show up. So he started getting mad, walking around with his guitar, and he kind of came out and he said, do you guys know any of my tunes? And we looked at each other and went, yeah. You know, Johnny Be Good, you know, Carol and blah, blah, blah. He said, oh, you guys know Johnny Be Good? And we said, yeah. He said, okay, well, let's try it. And we just went, you got to be kidding me. Here we are. We're going to play with Chuck Berry. You know, it was just at the rehearsal, but he said, okay, you know, started it out. And we're playing, and it sounded really, really good. We couldn't believe it. We're sitting there going, we just played with Chuck Berry. And in between the solo that he played, you know, we looked at him and we said, duck walk. Do the duck walk, please. Bam, 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 bam. He started doing the duck walk with his 335 guitar, playing that lead part, you know. And we just went, get out of Dodge. Nobody's going to believe this, ever. That we just backed up Chuck Berry, you know, and we did old Carol with him too, and I think another one. There were two, three songs of his, and he kind of looked at us and went, you know, if my guys don't show for some strange reason, he said, would you guys be willing to play with me? And we just go, heck yeah, you gotta be kidding me. So we went on and played before him. We came out and did 45-minute set. And then Chuck Berry, a few minutes went by, you know, and his guys showed up, came out and played, you know. So pretty much that was the story behind that.
He must have been really mad at those guys.
So we did that for, I'd say, about 5 years or so.
Oh, wow. That's great.
You know, yeah, that's just one of those moments, like, I wouldn't have remembered unless I just remembered that, you know. Actually, here's another one. When we were in Vegas, when me, Mike, and Jeff were in Vegas, we played at Circus Circus.
Uh-huh.
For a little while, for a couple months, in the main showroom there, you know, we did a couple, two, three shows every day, 7 days a week. We were up on stage just getting done doing one of our shows in the afternoon. And, you know, there were maybe two people in the auditorium, big auditorium, and we hear, okay, where are those Bantam babies? Some guy yelling, the Bantam babies, what? Who the heck is? And I hear my brother Michael, oh my God, pointing at this guy walking down the aisle. Do you know who that is? He says to me and Jeff. And me and Jeff said, no. And he pointed at him and he said, what do you mean you don't know who I am? The guy.
Are you ready, Jeff?
Uh-huh. I'm the king of rock and roll. Not Elvis,
Jeff?
But Little Richard.
Oh, Little Richard.
Jeff, Little Richard, you know how he would say, I'm the king of rock and roll, you know?
Yeah.
So we actually, he said, I just sat back and one of my boys, you know, that's what he would say, just saw your show and came up to the hotel room and told me to come down and check you guys out because you were so good. So we just went, you're kidding. He goes, yeah, I'm staying, you know, at this hotel and I want you guys to come over there and come up to my room and talk with me. So we kind of went, what? You're kidding. Little Richard? You know, this is crazy. So we actually went over to his hotel and went up there, you know, into his hotel and sat down and talked with him and said, well, you're just great. You know, you're freaking Little Richard. I mean, come on. You know, we're starstruck.
The Bantam babies.
Yeah, that's what he would say. The Bantam babies. I love you kids. You guys are just great. You know, so that was another one of those moments, you know, where I just kind of go, wow.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, so actually, we got to do quite a bit of stuff, you know. I sit back and I think about it and I just go, wow, pretty cool. Pretty cool, yeah.
Keepers, losers, weepers.
Finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
You should have woke up before you broke up and gave it just a little more try.
You should have told her you loved her before you broke her heart.
Broke her heart.
You should have told her how much you cared, yeah, right from the start. It's too late now. You let her go. You wish you had her back again to silo. So blame yourself for what's been done.
You played your game, oh, look who's won.
Oh, finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Chop, chop,
she cut you down. Don't bother calling, she's already fallen.
Head over heels for me.
Oh, finders, keepers, losers, weepers.
Stop, stop,
go back to sleep.
You know you should have woke up.
I was feeling mighty good last night. Such a sharp and fast a little sugar, and she kept putting button on the run to hug her. Button blew a gasket in his carburetor, his thermostat was heating up his radiator, his spark and jumped the gap and cracked the cap in his distributor. Iuga rolled her headlamps round and said,
"See you later, I gotta go down to the car wash, I got a bug in my grill."
But Button caught her up one day, determined to get her. Round and round the courthouse square he went, right on a fender. Iuga tried her best to give Button the brush, but Button couldn't resist her. She was just too much sugar. She turned left and he turned right, and they bumped head on at the corner. Iuga lost her headlights and thought she was a goner. She reared up all stiff and scared, and just like a woman, she said,
"Well, cock-eye fa-fa-diddle fa-damn bee-bee bug-eye booger."
We'll be right back.
didn't know. So each day I kept picking up and moving on from town to town. How did it feel? Well, it felt so unreal to not know where you're gonna be or what you'll see. What will I be? Then, just when I least expected, well, there she was.
So let's see, got some pretty stock bubblegum in that set. Gonna try to do this quickly while Animal Quackers are performing Blockbuster by the Suite. Thank you, John Mojo Mills, for pointing this one out to me. For this, we heard the Partridge Family, with Love Is All That I Ever Needed. The Rock Flowers, with It Takes a Real Man to Bring Out the Woman in Me. Button Button and Auga was by the Sound Laboratory, a 45 that I recently found. The Wine Me Dine Me, Caroline and the Treats.
Does anyone know the way? Do you hear someone say? Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way to Blockbuster!
Sugar Shaker by Fire and Ice, and I started that set out with Saltwater Taffy and Finders Keepers.
Happy birthday to Susan Hill tomorrow, July 5th, and Jerome Mikatin from the Yellow Brick Road on July 7th.
think I'm going to end the show tonight with another Beach Boys. And this one isn't actually a cover. It's Beach Boys inspired. And if you want to know who the band is, you're going to have to just look it up on the WFMU website on my playlist page, because you're not going to believe it if you don't know it. It's pretty amazing sounding. And I think you'll flip when you see who the artist is. I hope you're having a great 4th of July. And hope you get to see some fireworks. And if you spent an hour with me today, I'm thrilled to hear that. And I hope you'll stay tuned for the Wig Out, because it's up next with Richard. All right, you guys. So long. Surf's up.
White sails unfurl, rocking on the water, safe from the
do. Rock and roll on the flat top, catching out the dungaree doll. We're headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. Joints are really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really sends me ideas, crazy styles. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, ready, I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Wow! Pick up my sweetie pie, she's a rock and roll baby, she's the apple of my eye. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Wow! My shoes roll up, my faded jeans. Come a rock and roll, baby, coming on the scene. Shuffle to the left, I shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll to the early, early night. I'm ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll.
Out your summertime blues. That is the Outsiders from Tampa from 1966. They had two singles out. That one is on Knight Records, K-N-I-G-H-T. That's how you spell it in Garageland. Knight. You are listening to The Wig Out. I am Richard Wig. This is WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. We're the second half of Swingin' Sundays. Thanks to Becky for a great first hour of Swingin' Sundays with Bubblegum OD. It is now just past 8 o'clock. We have flipped over to Flip Out with the Wig Out. You know, in the mid-60s, there was nothing hipper than the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, in Los Angeles. It was so hip, we named a riot after it. Here's Terry Randall.
The Sunset Strip. Bright lights, pretty chicks. Lots of cars, lots of kicks. Bell bottoms, long hair, grooving music everywhere. got as much right to be here as anyone. Or we should have. Close my ears to the angry voices round me. Uniform men are walking by, staring me. Trying hard not to see what I've been seeing. They want us to go, we're not leaving. Don't they realize, can't they see? We're just being what we've got a right to be. It's our constitutional guarantee. Crowd us. Rights we thought we had, we find we're losing. Right to use the same street they're all using. Is it cause they think we dress funny? Or because we don't spend enough money? Don't they realize, can't they see? We're just being what we've got a right to be. We've got a constitutional guarantee behind us. Blood hurt nothing. What do we hear? Get up against that wall. Don't give me no back talk. Get a haircut. Let me see your ID, kid. Okay, move along. It's curfew time.